This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to What the
Welcome, What the Puckers, to a brand new edition of the What the Puck podcast. Thanks for joining us so far. Follow me on Twitter, at Brando Cash, and joining me, as always, via Skype, we got Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is kind of weird for us. We're actually doing a show during a Caps game. So you're going to have like the live stats going, and we're going to be talking about what's been going on since we talked last. But how are the Caps doing at the moment of recording right now?
Well, while we're watching right now, we got a little bit of a bogus call on Oleksii. So it looks like the Caps are going to go shorthanded towards the end of the game. I can tell you how much time is left if they bring the graphic back up on the freaking screen. I hate when they take it away to switch to the... That's another thing. I hate the behind-the-net cam. That thing, it makes me so nervous, especially when it's behind Holby or Norberth or whoever, because you're just like waiting for it to go in the back of the net. And you're like, oh, that's a really good angle for me to watch my team get scored on. But so far, they've actually looked pretty good tonight against Winnipeg. We saw the return of Mike Green, which I thought was fantastic. He hasn't necessarily stood out, but as a defenseman, that's not bad. But then again, as an offensive defenseman, you expect to see him out there. But the team actually has looked pretty solid. They had a good first period, a good second period, and so far about halfway, a little over halfway through the third, they've looked pretty good.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch as much as I can of this game tonight. It's a good thing against Winnipeg. You know, they're a division rival, not for much longer, but they're still a division rival as of right now. So it's a good showing. It seems like everybody on that team has really brought it tonight. They're really starting to fight, and I think they're even starting to see that we're getting down to the end of the season, and points really do matter more than ever right now.
Well, with this game and the game tomorrow night, both of them against Winnipeg, I believe in Winnipeg, these are two huge games, especially considering the fact that the trade deadline is coming up on April 3rd, and they've got something like six of the, not including tonight's game, six games until the trade deadline. So they have to decide, and which, by the way, only one of those is at home. So they got five road games, one home game before the trade deadline. They have to decide very soon if they're going to be a buying team or a selling team at the deadline. Now, they could be a team that just sticks with what they have, but as you and I have documented on the show, what they have is not enough to win a Stanley Cup. They have to decide if they really are going to take a shot this year and make a couple trades, or are they going to get rid of a couple potential free agents, a couple guys that they might be interested in moving out to start building for next year. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. But yes, tonight's game and tomorrow night's game, I think both against Winnipeg, who are currently leading the Southeast, are two very huge games.
Yeah, you know, some people like to call these four-point games when you're up against a division rival like this. So the Capitals are really bringing it tonight. That's really good. Another game that we got to talk about, last Thursday, March 14th, it was up against Carolina. It looked like the Capitals really were just quitting on this game. It looked like they were not, you know, going to come out with a W. But in the end, they did. I remember I had to work that night, so I was listening to it on the radio, and I was stalling, you know, before I had to go into work so I could listen to as much. I believe I even tweeted, and I was like, all right, this is a team that obviously does not want to win, that does not care. This is not how you play hockey. And then they come back, and they win it out of nowhere. So got to give those guys props for that. But what a come-from-behind victory for these guys.
I mean, we certainly have seen this team, like we've been saying, is a Jekyll and Hyde team. We saw where they sort of, even in the same game, where they look like crap against Carolina, and then all of a sudden can come back and pull out a win, which I thought was fantastic. And then we see when we go then play Boston, and they just look pathetic. I thought the game against Boston was a horrible game. They didn't bring their A game. They didn't bring their B game. They looked bad that game. They played Boston's way, so it didn't work out well for them, and they ended up losing horribly. And then we saw them go and play a very good game against the Buffalo Sabres. So I think things have gone well. I think the game against Pittsburgh, I think they played a good-ish game against Pittsburgh. Defensively, they were good. Goaltending was good, although, I don't know, Niskanen's game winner probably could have been stopped. I hope he probably should have been stopped. But there's no offense that game. So the team kind of keeps going back and forth about, you know, what they're going to do each night. And unless they can decide whether they're going to start scoring on a regular basis or just continue to drop off, you know, they need to decide what they're going to do, because if they don't start scoring, they're not going to make the playoffs.
No, it all comes down to how many points you can get during a game, and that's how you win games. Everybody's important, but it really is, you know, how many points you can get against the other team, really. That's how you play these kind of games. The Buffalo game was definitely one to really enjoy. It was a fun game to watch. The Pittsburgh game, like you said, it was a boring game. It was not their best game. It was... you expect these guys to bring more against, especially a team against Pittsburgh, because there's a bit of a rivalry there. You've got the best in the world, Ovechkin, against the best in the world, Sidney Crosby, and you want to have that big battle. But the Capitals this season, it really isn't a battle. I mean, it's Capitals versus Penguins, but you have that stinking, you know, that stinking feeling that the team this season, when they're up against the Penguins, they're not going to come out with a W, and that really sucks to have to think that way.
I mean, it wasn't just the Capitals. It looked like that game. It wasn't that the teams were injured. It just ended up being kind of a boring game for whatever reason between the Caps and the Penguins that night. But hopefully, it was just one game. It looked like they could have pulled it out, but they had that star excuse for a power play, the form of a power play towards the end of the game. And you knew if they weren't going to score, that they were going to lose the game, and that ended up happening. So unfortunately, that's what happened. They lost that game, and it sort of happened a bunch of times this season where they've had opportunities to score. And they just don't do it. And if they had done that from the beginning of the season, you know, they'd be in the playoff race right now. So this team is certainly building better. They're certainly doing better on the power play now since Ovechkin just scored on the power play. Eat it, Mike Milbury. So they're doing well. Everything, you know, tonight at least. We'll see how they do tomorrow night playing back in Winnipeg. That's an interesting thing that they're playing Winnipeg twice in back-to-back in the same building. It's interesting. I think tomorrow night's certainly going to be a loud and fun game. Especially if the Caps sort of blow out the Jets tonight.
Yeah, hopefully those guys packed up their hats and gloves and jackets as much as possible if they're spending two nights in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I heard it was a -2 the other night.
Oh, that's cold. I do want to bring this up, too. You just brought up Milbury. I think Ovechkin should take that puck that he got earlier this week and mail it to Mike Milbury. Ovechkin got his 700th point in his NHL career, so congrats to Ovechkin for that.
Yeah, not only a 700th in the game over Carolina, I also got a 701st in the same game, which is pretty cool. The whole thing with Ovechkin and Milbury, I like that Ovechkin isn't really acknowledging him. Someone may ask him about it, and he'll sort of be diplomatic about it and say, you know, well, that's what he wants to do, and that's his thing, and whatever it is. I kind of like that better than him coming out and fighting back, because it's not going to go anywhere. Milbury's going to keep doing his thing. Just ignore it, play your game, listen to the coach, listen to your teammates, ignore the idiot press people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. He's playing it the correct way, because if he does respond and say something, Milbury's just going to come back and bash him even more. I don't think Milbury's ever going to stop bashing him, but I think that, you know, the best thing Ovechkin can do is just kind of ignore him. Something else we got to bring up, Caps, we got to say this. Welcome back. Welcome back, Dmitry Orlov, and welcome back, Brooks Laik. Those guys making a triumphant return to the Capitals this week.
Yeah, unfortunately, Orlov and Laik's returns were with a loss. But actually, I thought Orlov has actually looked pretty good tonight for the most part. Laik has looked pretty solid. He did a hell of a job on that first goal tonight. It's good to see that these guys are coming back, but the Caps are going to have some interesting decisions to make regarding their roster when Erskine and Kondratic and Pody and all these other guys get healthy. Because now the team today did send, or at least they're going to do it tomorrow, they're going to put Joey Crabbe on waivers with the intention, I'm guessing, of sending him down to Hershey. So if he gets picked up by sometime between tomorrow and Saturday, he'll be playing on another team. Otherwise, he'll be playing in Hershey. But when these other guys get healthy, especially Erskine, you know, someone else is going to have to get moved out. And I got to wonder, who's that going to be? You know, the obvious choice, I think, is Oleksii. But he's been playing a lot of minutes and playing with Carl Olsner. So I wondered, you know, if it seems like Oates likes this guy. Is he going to move him out? I think if you look at the game tonight, they're playing a very important game against the Winnipeg Jets, and it's not Jeff Schultz playing. It's Oleksii. You'd think if Schultz was one of their top six guys, he'd be playing tonight. So I got to wonder if maybe they're going to have something in the works with moving Schultz out, whether that's on waivers or in a trade, so when Erskine or someone else gets healthy. So that's a couple things to look at regarding the roster.
Right. I definitely would like to see Schultz moved around somewhere. I don't think he's a good fit for this team. And he didn't fit into the Dale Hunter system, and you felt bad for him constantly getting scratched. But it seems like he's not really fitting into to this system as well. So I feel bad for Schultz at this point. But you know what? I really do like Oleksii. I think he's a guy. He reminds me of a younger Erskine. He'll drop the mitts when he wants to, when he needs to. He's not scared to do that. But he's also a guy that's got a good slap shot like Mike Green, so he's got a lot of combos right here. He's a good defenseman. He's a guy that really has a lot of fight in him, and I like seeing that in a hockey player. I'll be interested to see what happens. Maybe a guy like Kondratic will be sent back down to Hershey because he was only called up after an injury or two. So Kondratic could be an option to go back down to Hershey and maybe keep Oleksii up here a little bit longer.
I think they like Kondratic. I don't know if he's going to be sent out. I think what you could see is Schultz moved out. And you know, maybe to an extent, even like a Tom Pody, or I could see if they want to sort of go with, they want to keep that depth. So you don't want to keep putting guys on waivers that would have to be sent down. So, I could see potentially Oleksii being sent down as another guy if everybody's healthy, but with the way this cap season is going, you really can't ever count on that. So I'm sure when Erskine or Kondratic or Pody are ready to come back, that someone else is going to get injured. So we don't ever have to really worry about this problem because these guys can't stay healthy. But I think it comes down to it. I think that we would see potentially Pody, I mean, maybe Pody placed on waivers depending what happens, but it's going to be any day now before Green gets hurt again.
The guy is made of glass. He is constantly getting hurt. You can never count on Mike Green to play a full season. And that's not nothing personal against him. It's just the truth, and it's the way the game's played.
It's the reality of the situation that they are unfortunately faced with.
Yeah, pretty much. So is there anything else that we missed that we should cover for the Capitals?
Jason Chimera actually scored his first goal of the year, finally.
That's right.
It took him long enough. Actually, it was funny. Somebody put it out on Twitter, and I'm blanking on the moment who it was. But Martin Brodeur actually scored a goal tonight thanks to Jordan Staal passing it back into his own goal during a delayed penalty, which is pretty funny. So the goal actually counts for Brodeur. So someone tweeted out that Brodeur and Chimera had the same amount of goals this season, so that was kind of funny. Mike Ribeiro had his first NHL fight against Boston's Brad Marchand in that game against the Bruins, although I really call it a fight because Ribeiro pretty much just got his ass kicked.
Right.
And then Kondratic was actually injured in that win over Carolina. He had an MRI on his leg the next day. I haven't seen exactly how long he will be out. And in Caps minor league news, they made a couple of trades. First, they sent a conditional seventh-round pick in 2014 for defenseman Che Genoway. And then McPhee sent defenseman Kevin Marshall to Toronto for forward Nicholas Deschamps. Now, these are all minor league trades. I don't anticipate either one of these guys playing with the Capitals anytime soon. But then again, people were saying the same thing about Kondratic when they traded Francois Bouchard to the Rangers to bring him in. And then now he's actually, I think, a pretty big part of their defensive unit. So we'll see. Maybe one of these guys ends up playing with the Caps in the near future. Maybe not. You never know.
All right, cool, man. Well, you were bringing up some minor league stuff. Why don't we go up 83 and let's talk Hershey Bears and Reading Royals. All right, man. Well, I know our bloody purple we bleed over on Twitter was really excited last night. I'm excited. You're excited. I want to first off congratulate the Reading Royals. They're the Atlantic Division champions, so congratulations to them.
Yes, I thought that was awesome. Finally, I know you were very happy when I saw it. I had to tweet to you.
Drop the banner!
You've been waiting forever for that to happen. But I thought, remember last week we were talking and I said how it seems like both teams can never do well in the same week?
Right.
Well, they both proved me wrong. Both going, Hershey actually went 2-0 and Reading went 3-0 over the past week, Reading clinching the Atlantic Conference. Hershey had overtime win over Bridgeport and a win over Adirondack. Hershey is now 30-24-8. Which is good for 68 points, putting them at 4th in the East Division and 7th in the Eastern Conference. So they are still in the playoff race.
All right.
Reading, on the other hand, one of their wins was over Cincinnati, which actually clinched for the first time in franchise history that they have won 26 games at home, which is pretty impressive.
Wow.
Reading is now 43-18-6, giving them 92 points in first place in the Atlantic Division and, I believe, first in the Eastern Conference. Also, Reading goalie Riley Gill was named the ECHL Goaltender of the Week.
All right.
So congrats to him. That's what's going on up in Hershey and Reading.
Awesome. Congrats to the Royals once again, Atlantic Division champions. Hopefully they do really well in the ECHL playoffs. Hopefully I'll get up to an ECHL playoff game. I'd be pretty happy to do that. But I bet you, man, they're gonna that Reading town's going to be so fired up. They're going to be selling out those crowds at the Sovereign Center. So congrats to them. Hershey Bears, keep doing what you got to do, man. Let's get off and get to the AHL playoffs as well. So go Bears. Go Royals. Let's go back up to the main league. Let's talk about what's going on around the NHL.
Frank Selke Jr., who was the first president and general manager of the Oakland Seals, passed away Tuesday at the age of 83. Corey Perry, who currently was relaxing during his four-game suspension, signed an eight-year extension with the Anaheim Ducks worth $69 million.
Whoa!
That is actually $3 million more than his buddy and teammate Ryan Getzlaf, who signed an extension, I believe, the week before. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Phoenix's up-and-coming star defenseman, signed a six-year extension worth $33.5 million. These guys are getting paid. Joffrey Leupel, who recently returned from a long-term injury, has been suspended for two games for an illegal check to the head of Tampa's Victor Hedman. Thanks, Leupel. I get to bring you back on my fantasy team, and then you get suspended, you jerk. Speaking of Tampa, they will be without Vincent LeCavalier due to a broken foot, Ryan Malone with a shoulder injury, and now goalie Anders Lindbäck.
Jeez.
What is in the water in Tampa? These guys are worse than Caps players. They're all dropping like flies. In other suspension news, Florida's Eric Celek has been suspended for one game for leaving the bench to start a fight in a game versus Carolina. This, I think, is the stupidest suspension. Not that they were suspended, but like you're dumb if you get suspended for leaving the bench to start a fight at the end of a game. Like, you know it's coming.
Right.
You know, like, you're just, like, pay attention. Don't do that stupid. If you want to fight, hit him up next time you play. Okay? Steven Stamkos scored his 200th NHL goal Monday night, so congrats to him. And a quick Caps news, they actually just won 4-0 over Winnipeg. Final score with Braden Holtby with another shutout. So congrats to him. That's pretty awesome.
Nice Holtby.
In former Capital news, Anaheim has acquired David Steckel from Toronto in exchange for Ryan Leish and a 7th-round pick in the 2014 draft.
Wow, I wonder how Boudreau feels about that.
You know, I'm thinking if he's getting his buddies back, I wonder if he wants to send us someone from Anaheim for one of his old buddies, Jeff Schultz. Buffalo sent defenseman TJ Brennan to Florida for a 5th-round pick. Speaking of Buffalo, they sent rookie Mikhail Grigorenko back to his junior team, the Quebec Ramparts. And former Capital Andrew Gordon was recalled by the Vancouver Canucks today, so congrats to him. That's pretty cool. He's actually a fun guy to follow on Twitter because he's kind of goofy.
Yeah, he is goofy. I would like to see him up on the main league as much as possible. He's a fun guy.
I always thought he had a chance with the Caps a couple years ago, but things never worked out.
Yeah.
And then lastly, former Washington Capital Mark Tenorti's son Jared made his NHL debut Saturday. Jared grew up in Millersville, Maryland.
Whoa.
Now, we talked about this before and a couple of weeks ago, and we can go over it again, but the NHL recently has officially confirmed the realignment plan because it was approved by the NHL Board of Governors. So starting next season, the NHL will stay with the two conferences, the East and the West, but each conference will have two different divisions. In the East, both divisions will have 8 teams, and the West will have divisions of 7 teams. Now, we mentioned this before, but I'll go over it again. In the East, they haven't officially named the divisions, I believe, but there, at one point it was leaked out that the new Atlantic Division will have the Capitals as well as Carolina, Columbus, New Jersey, the Islanders, the Rangers, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh.
That's a tough division, man.
That is going to be a very tough division, and we're going to go over the playoff, or the way the playoffs are going to work shortly. It's going to be tough for the Caps to make the playoffs, especially in this new division. Now, what is rumored to be called, I believe, the Central, this one's I actually find pretty entertaining, is going to be Boston, Buffalo, Detroit, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, and the final two teams, get this, will be Tampa and Florida, because that makes sense. Now, on NHL.com, they have a map, and it's like Northeast North America is orange, and then also Florida. So, like, that is, like, if I'm Florida or if I'm Tampa, I'm pissed, because the travel schedule, while all of it's in the same time zone, it still doesn't make any freaking sense.
No.
In the Western Conference, with their two different 7-team divisions, one will be Chicago, Colorado, Dallas, Minnesota, Nashville, St. Louis, and Winnipeg. I believe this is going to be called the Midwest, but don't quote me on that. And then finally, I believe the Pacific is going to be Anaheim, Calgary, Edmonton, LA, Phoenix, San Jose, and Vancouver. So the way the playoffs is going to work is that they will still consist of 16 teams, 8 from each conference, same as before. The top 3 teams in each division will make up the first 6 spots. The other 2 teams are going to be the wild card teams, and they can be from either division in each conference. So you could potentially have 5 teams from the same division and only 3 from the other division in that conference.
Huh.
So it's going to be difficult for the Caps to be able to make the playoffs now. They cannot screw around anymore because, and this is no shot at the Blue Jackets, they're the only looks like weak team in this new division for the Capitals. Carolina looks to have a pretty solid team. New Jersey always has a solid team. The Islanders are an up-and-coming team. The Rangers are always solid because they always spend up to the cap. Philadelphia is always a very tough team, and Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh. So it's going to be very tough, very rough games. They can't screw around anymore. They have to build a solid roster. For more information regarding these games and how the whole schedule is going to work out in both the East and the West, because they're not entirely similar, go to NHL.com. For more information. That is all of the interesting NHL news from the past week and a day.
Now, this is the crazy thing about the alignment. 2 things I want to point out real quick. In normal What the Puck fashion, the alignment was brought up and finalized the day after we recorded last week. So that streak is still going for us. So expect big news. Something's going to happen tomorrow that we're not going to know about. The big thing, though, that you did bring up, and I saw this in the realignment, is that in the East, there's 2 divisions of 8, and in the West, there's 2 divisions of 7. So to me, that means we've got 2 slots open for new teams. I think with this realignment and them thinking for the future, and I think that's why they were fighting so long for a longer CBA with this lockout going on, is that I think within the next few years, we're going to have 2 new teams coming into the NHL.
Well, I would agree with you. There's certainly been a ton of rumors, and eventually you got to think they're not just rumors. It's going to be something that's going to actually happen. But the thing is, the rumors are saying that there'll be a second team in Toronto and a team in Quebec. Now, it didn't make sense to me in the end, though, that they would put more teams in the East if they're going to add then 2 more teams into the East. So maybe the plan is then to move Columbus and Detroit back into a Western division, you know, or the Western Conference in one of those divisions. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I know Columbus and Detroit have both been fighting forever to get into the Eastern Conference, and they're not going to be very happy if they get bumped back. So we'll see what's going to happen. Now, the NHL also doesn't know necessarily what's going to happen in Phoenix, whether the Coyotes are going to stay there or move to another city, whether that's, you know, Seattle, who has been rumored to want an NHL franchise because it looks like they might be getting an NBA team back. Vegas has always sort of been rumored. I know Houston is a pretty big city that maybe could support a team. So no one's really sure what's going to happen, but I know that Bill Daly came out, and he said something about this before, that he said that they're not going to make plans based on rumors. And I think that's the right thing to do. I like sort of what they have now, even though it's going to be very tough for the Caps in going forward. But we'll see what happens with the new teams. I do agree that we are eventually going to see an NHL league with 32 teams.
Yeah, if this new realignment plan doesn't show that off completely, then I don't know what will. And it'll be interesting. Maybe that's why they kind of did what they did with Florida, you know, grouping them up with teams like Boston that are in, you know, the northern part of the U.S. Maybe they're planning to move one of those teams out of Florida and maybe to, like, Toronto or Quebec City, depending on what they're going to do. But who knows? I have no idea. That's just something I kind of thought of as I was looking at those schedules, but we'll see what happens with the NHL. You never really know what the brain trust of the NHL is going to plan or do.
I can tell you, they're going to do something stupid.
Well, that you can always plan on. Yes.
Yes, you can.
All right. But hey, coming up, we've got some more Caps games until we talk again tomorrow night, Friday, March 22nd. Caps are back in Winnipeg. They're not flying home and flying directly back. They're just chilling out in Winnipeg for the night up against the Jets at 7 p.m. You can watch the game on Comcast Sportsnet Sunday, March 24th. They're going to be at Madison Square Garden. The New York Rangers is where they're going to be, the team they're going to be up against, again, 7 p.m. And this one is on NBC Sports Network. And then Tuesday, March 26th, it's going to be the Capitals against the New York Islanders. And that's going to be back at the phone booth in D.C., so check them out live. But if you can't be there, 7 p.m. is when Puck Drop is, and that's going to be on Comcast Sportsnet. And then hopefully we'll be talking again next Wednesday, reviewing those three games. So lots going on in Caps world. These games mean more than anything has this entire season because the Caps need those points. It is definitely a race to that number 8 spot. So hopefully they can get there and we can get a little bit of a longer season since we already had a shortened season this time around. If you want to talk hockey and everything going on around the NHL, make sure you follow me on Twitter at BrandoCash. And Coach Dan, he's on Twitter as well. Make sure you follow him. Where can people follow you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. And you can also find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. I have a couple articles up there now. I had my my latest one is about finding some help for Ovechkin on the first line on the left wing. You can find that at CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about the Brando Cash Network?
That's right. Go over to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. That's where you can find information about this show and all the other shows on the Brando Cash Network. If you do like this show, tell people on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and like the show on Facebook. And then follow the show on Twitter at WTP_podcast. You got to remember that underscore on Twitter, and you can follow the show there. Like us on Facebook as well. Don't know how you're listening to the show. Thank you so much for listening. No matter what, keep doing what you're doing, but there are a couple options. You can go over to iTunes and click subscribe. That's where you'll get every single one of our podcasts on iTunes, and whenever a new show comes out, it gets downloaded automatically straight into your iTunes account or on your podcast app if you have an iPhone, which if you do, they just redesigned that app, made it a little bit more user-friendly, so it's getting there. If you're an Android user or if you just like this better than the podcast app, go to Stitcher, download the Stitcher app on your Kindle, your Android phone, or your iPhone, or your iPad, whatever, and then you can find What the Puck there as well, so you can listen there. If you're at work and you want to hear people talking about Puck, then you can go to Podbean, whatthepuckcaps.podbean.com. And you can listen to the show on your desktop no matter what you do. And help us out. We give you this show free of charge, so make sure you help us out and tell people about it. Help us stay social and get the word out about What the Puck. Let people know on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Pinterest, on Instagram. I feel like I'm calling Santa's reindeer. On Vine, on Reddit. Let them know on reddit.com/r/caps. And let people know that you like What the Puck and that they should listen in too. So thank you so much for listening this week. This has been a great show. Go Caps. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a production of the Brando Cash Network. Music mixed and produced by DJ Wolfman.
Welcome, What the Puckers, to a brand new edition of the What the Puck podcast. Thanks for listening in to us. That was weird, too. I'm so tired already. All right, I'm going
to... Why are we What... I noticed the last couple you said the What the Puck as opposed to just What the Puck.
I know. I don't know why. And now we got now we got new music where it goes... Wah, da, 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 and then you go.
Thank you. Hold on, I drank some Gatorade and it went down poorly.
Oh, that's going to be the best blooper ever.